The Marshall Islands population has increased by just 3,000 people in 17 years, according to an Asian Development Bank report. That is fewer than 200 people a year, despite the fact that in the year 2000, the Marshall Islands averaged around 1,500 births per year. Our correspondent says the population stagnation has been driven by Marshallese leaving for the US in search of better jobs, education and healthcare. Gif Johnson spoke with Moira Tulaipa-Taylor about the impacts of the immigration to the US and the Marshalls.
The government at the moment has put a hold on building more elementary schools on the outer islands because of depopulation. And there were like half a dozen new outer island school buildings planned this fiscal year. All of those have apparently been put on hold, and the Ministry of Education's been asked to go back and review population enrollment trends and to try to see, because there just doesn't make sense to put the investment in islands where you've got a real decline in population.
Because these are such a large population in the U.S., do they feed money back into the Marshall Islands economy? Like in places like Tonga and Samoa, there's always, you know, they obviously heavily rely on remittances. Is it the same for the Marshall Islands?
In recent years, it has become much more so in terms of people in the U.S. sending money back home. So yes, there is a definite impact on having so many people working in the U.S. But one of the trends in this money that does come back is that people who are working in the U.S., many use their annual tax refund from the U.S. government, because the way the U.S. tax system works, if you're in a lower income bracket, you actually get more deducted during the year, and at the end of the year, you're entitled to a rebate. Well, they often take some or all of that money, send it out to people here in order to buy one-way tickets to go to the U.S. And so we see in the March-April period, which is when the tax refunds are made, we see heavy purchase of, you know, people getting new passports and one-way tickets, and the airplanes are just packed with outbound Marshall Islanders heading out on one-way tickets to various parts of the U.S.
Is the government concerned about this? I mean, if so many kind of young families are leaving, I mean, does that mean it's leaving like a slightly older population in the Marshalls?
Seems like a lot of elderly have also gone, like, or now that there's a critical mass of Marshall Islanders in many different areas of the U.S. For example, of course, this big concentration in Northwest Arkansas, but then in Oklahoma and Washington State, Oregon, California, you know, there are these pockets of 500 to 1,000 or more islanders. So they've got enough people for multiple churches, for family events, for things. So a lot of older folks have gone, particularly those in need of health care that they cannot get out here. On the upside, we see a fair number of Marshallese students who are graduating from university in Hawaii and the mainland coming back and getting jobs here. So if you have skills, if you have university degrees and some skills, it's pretty easy to get a job here. The challenge is for, like, rank-and-file Marshallese who've dropped out of school. That's a big challenge, because there just aren't a lot of jobs for unskilled workers.
Our correspondent in the Marshall Islands, Gif Johnson. The United States Census Bureau, in a recent report, estimated there are around 26,000 Marshall Islanders currently living in the United States.